Hello, my friends, and welcome to my podcast, Reality Hits with Pam. So y'all, today we are going to chop it up and we're going to have an awesome conversation with my most amazing daughter, my special guest today. So wherever you're listening to, just get your little cup of coffee, get your tea or get your water, and just sit back and relax as we are going to get started. It is a beautiful day today. So today I am going to bring out my daughter, and she is just going to share a little bit about her experience in her fitness world and her eating well and just being who she is. And so without further ado, here it is, my daughter.
Hi, everybody. I'm Caitlin.
So Caitlin, tell us a little bit about you. Tell us what you do.
Okay. So I am a mom of two. I'm also in school full time. I'm going for business management degree. And I actually just started in the fitness world. I am now a personal training manager over at World Gym. So that space is a space I've always wanted to be in. So I'm super excited that I just started that, you know? So yeah, I'm really excited about that. I also
Tell us, like, how did you know, like, this is something I want to do? Because you were just doing it, like, for yourself, and for a minute there, you were like, yeah, let me just go ahead and lose this weight. You know, I just had these babies. I'm getting trim. But at what point did you realize, like, wow, I want to do this, but I want to help others along the way?
So when I was in St. Louis and I started my fitness journey, there was actually a trainer there. Her name is Danielle, but she really just opened my eyes to so many different things. And, you know, I was really uncomfortable, right, starting at the gym. But when I did start working out, I went straight to weight training, you know, and so when I would go to her and I'd ask her for advice, she was one of the personal trainers there, and she didn't ever like push anything onto me. She just wanted to help, whether that's giving me information, whether that's like, hey, Danielle, like I'm doing this exercise, can you please check my form? She was just that person for me. And I, you know, as I went through it with my fitness journey, I was able to learn so much more. And the more I know, the more I've learned, the more I'm like, I have to share this with other people. And I love helping people, especially women, like helping them get integrated into the fitness space with weight training and all that stuff. Like, I want to be a help. I feel like I've always been like a people person, but, and the gym, gosh, I love the gym, right? Like, I'm there all the freaking time. And I always used to joke about it. I was like, man, I'm here all day. Like, honestly, I should get paid to do this. Like, I should get paid to be here. And sure enough, like, you know, I am. So, but I just feel like originally personal training was something that I was like, I could do that. But I was lacking just a bit of confidence. And but then eventually I was like, you know what, this, I feel like I could be good at this. And when people would ask me for advice and they're coming to me and they're like, Caitlin, what are you doing? What are you eating? Mm-hmm. How are you training? And then the willingness that I had to just give all of the information, I'm just like, you know, I love to do this. This makes me feel good, right? When I can open up somebody's eyes to something that's so simple.
Yes.
Like, I mean, that's kind of my passion.
I was just gonna say, it's your passion.
It's my passion, right?
Yes.
So I'm not getting, you know, people can do a 9-to-5 and they're like, oh, like, yeah, I've got a 9-to-5 and they're in the rat race and, you know, they hate their jobs, right? For me, I love being in the gym. I love the atmosphere. I love that people are in there just grinding it out. You know, everybody that's in there is wanting to better themselves in some kind of way, whether that's in a physical aspect, whether that's their mental health. Like, everybody is in there working, right? And now I'm in there working, but I'm also able to give just a little bit of insight and pour in just a little bit to so many different people. And it's super rewarding. So I can't honestly think of a better way to spend my Monday through Friday.
And those are all, a lot of the benefits of the gym lifestyle is just that. It is for your mental health. It is for your body. And yeah. Plus, if you, I don't know if all gyms do this, but if you do work for a gym, you know you're going to get your membership for free. So I always say if it's free, it's for me. So I love that, Caitlin. And it's, again, it is your passion. And you definitely, you show it and you share it, you know. And that's super important that you have so much value to in the fitness industry. So tell me, how important is strength training and eating right? Like, how can health or appearance be affected by not eating healthy?
So strength training, resistance training is very important. And it's super important for like to change your body composition, really. So when you're strength training and resistance training, what you're doing is you're building up the muscle. Right. So what you want is you want to build up that muscle, because what it does is it speeds up your metabolism. OK, your metabolism is super, super important. And when you have a fast metabolism, obviously you're able to eat more. But what happens is when you speed up that metabolism, you're building that muscle, the fat is going to come off. Right. So that's the whole point, is to lose the body fat. So, you know, a lot of people, when they start coming to the gym, they get on them cardio machines, they're on there. And I mean, I see people on one machine for like 30 minutes, then they hop off that machine, then they get on another machine for like 40 minutes. And I'm like, dang, this can't be enjoyable, right? Like, no, you can't be having a good time doing this. And also, not only are you doing yourself a disservice, but you're burning through all of your muscle, right? So you're depleting your body of your muscle. Therefore, your metabolism is slowing down. That fat's not going anywhere. Yeah. So, you know, getting in there, lifting weights, it's super, super, super important to actually get that change that you're wanting. And eating right, honestly, that's the fuel, right? So when you're eating healthy and when you're putting certain things into your body, it's to fuel your body.
Yeah.
Whether that's fuel it through your workouts, give you energy for your day. Every food has such a high impact on how you feel, okay? Because I can go out after a workout and be like, oh, I just worked out, now I get to eat this, and be and completely crash for the rest of my day. And so I heard somebody say the other day, he was like, you know, your workouts are not a punishment, and your food is not your reward, okay?
Ooh, so that's like good. That's good.
Working out is not a punishment, right? We're not in the gym to punish our bodies. Like, working out can do so many good things for you physically. Building muscle actually gives you energy. It's so good for your mental health. People with depression, people with all these mental health issues, if they only knew that if you just go to the gym and work out, it's going to release so many healthy, good chemicals, and it's going to make you feel better, right? So, and then eating. Just because you worked out, it doesn't mean, oh, now I'm justifying getting to eat this treat, or now I get to treat myself eating this. Mm-hmm. Actually. You know, you have to eat to fuel your workouts, honestly, or to fuel your body.
Absolutely. And food, it can be our friend if we use it the right way.
Absolutely. Yeah. Eating healthy, it can be your friend. And also, it can be easy. Yeah. I mean, I feel like people really do try to overcomplicate eating healthy. And I used to realize this, because I, you know, scrolling through social media, you're seeing all these recipes and people are like, eating all these healthy recipes, and God, they're so overwhelming.
Yeah.
And for me, I'm a single mom of two. Like, I don't have time to make gourmet freaking meal preps. No, we're not doing that. So I keep it super simple. And guess what? It gives my body exactly what I need. I feel good after eating it. It takes me no time at all to where I don't feel like if I say, for instance, I miss a meal prepping day like Sunday, a typical people meal prep on a Sunday, or they meal prep on a Wednesday, depending on how much time you need in between your meals, making your meals. But if for some reason I can't on Sunday and I have like an extra 10 minutes at midday Monday, guess what? I'm going to cook up some freaking ground beef. I'm going to eat my ground beef and avocado and I'm good, you know? And then I feel okay. So don't overcomplicate eating healthy. It doesn't have to be
Yeah, I agree. That is so true, because sometimes when I scroll and I'm looking at all these menus, I save them and I save them and I save them. And I say, yeah, you know, one day I'll do that. One day I'll cook this.
No.
And it just becomes, you're right, it's so overwhelming. And I just don't end up doing anything. And I just go right back to my new, you know, my eating, as well as I meal prep too. Yeah. So tell
her. Well, because imagine this, right? Imagine this. So you're a mom, right? And you have a husband or a spouse. And not only are you having to cook your meal preps, mm-hmm. say for instance your spouse is not on the same journey as you, and also that is okay. Your spouse does not have to be on the same journey as you in order for you to make the decision for yourself to change your body and to feel your yes. best self, okay? Because yes. I was in that situation. Like yes. I did it for me, right? I'm not doing it for anybody else. So say for instance you're on a journey, right? And you're meal prepping for yourself. Mm-hmm. Then you have your spouse and he's wanting to eat, you still have to cook dinner for him. Then you've got kids and you're still having to make sure they have their meal, right? Yeah. That can possibly be three different meals that you're having to prep and prepare. Like, I mean, because I don't know, my kids, they're super picky. They used to eat something different than, you know, their dad. And so that's just too much, right? Yeah. So we don't have the time to sit here and make gourmet meal preps and then sit there and cook dinner for the rest of the family. But also, it is okay to have your own meal preps and to make dinner for the family.
Yeah,
that is okay.
I agree. I totally agree.
If your family yeah. is cooking like if your family wants to eat a certain type of way, you don't have to eat the same way that they do. You should eat for your goals, right?
That's right. That's right. Thank you for sharing that, Kate. So tell us, like, I have friends that say, well, I don't want to go to the gym because it's just too much. It just overwhelms me. I don't know how to use the machines.
Yeah.
It's just, share with our audience, you know, we have moms that are busy. They're just had a baby. They're, like you said, they're going to school. What are some other ideas other than the gym that they can get started until they can have the ump for them to be able to say, okay, let me get to the gym now. Like, what are some ideas other than going to a gym establishment? I mean, it's like walking. What are you recommending for them to get started gradually until they're ready to go on their fitness journey, levels?
I mean, I don't know. I feel like that just kind of depends, because in my opinion, you know, if say for instance a mama just had a baby and she's, you know, just trying to, I would just say just walking, right? Just go take your baby for a walk, get out there and just go and walk, or do something that's fun, right? Go play outside with your kids, go take them out, kick the soccer ball around. Those are all things that are you can do to just stay active. But in reality, you know, if you're essentially really trying to make a change, you know, get to the gym.
Agree.
Start, you know, and the gym can be such a scary place. I feel like especially for women,
yeah.
you know, because it's so intimidating. And a lot of reasons why we feel intimidated is because we're like, okay, well, are people going to judge me if mm-hmm. I don't do a form correctly? Or what if technically, you know, I'm getting all these workouts from freaking Instagram and I don't necessarily know that I'm doing them right.
Yeah.
That was me also when I was in St. Louis. I got all my workouts from Instagram, but what really helped me was I just started asking people, you know,
yeah.
like I was studying people. So when I was in the gym, I'm watching the dudes,
yeah.
I'm watching their workouts, I'm, you know, paying attention to what they're doing.
Observing, yeah.
And if I wanted to do what they were doing, guess what? I walk up to them and I'm like, hey, can you show me how to do this? Can you show me what it's working? Like,
yeah.
can you watch me while I do it? And a lot of people, they have a hard time doing that, you know, asking for help. But also, guys, that's how you freaking learn.
Yeah,
that's how you
good.
Learn, right? You ask and you inquire.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how I learned.
That's good advice, definitely. I mean, just sometimes you just got to do what works for you.
Yeah, you just got
to
ask. That's it.
Ask.
Just ask.
So what have been some of your, like, challenges and how have you overcome them? Like,
that's a very, like, broad question.
So a challenge meaning, like, in your everyday duties, like when you get up and go, has been like a simple challenge? Because we have, like I said, working moms
yeah.
that are home and they want to get up and do. What
yeah.
is a challenge for you that you've overcome it? And
okay.
Yeah.
An effective routine is very, very important.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Especially like as a mom, you have to have a routine. I have had a routine for as long as I can remember when it comes to the kids. And this stemmed from me being in St. Louis. I was in St. Louis for 5 years, but I worked in a hospital. And the routine is very stringent, okay? So I used to do the exact same thing every single day. And that's why I also call it a rat race, right? Because it's like, oh, God. But it works, right? So, you know, you go to bed at a certain time. You wake up at a certain time. Everything is timed, right? And I was always go, 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 go. I've been used to that for so long. But I would say, like, with the kids, a routine is very, very, very important. And also, when it comes to, like, working out and making sure that the gym is part of your routine, make it a part of your kids' routine, too. You know? Yes. My kids know every single day they're going to the gym, okay? And even if I'm not going to the gym, they keep me accountable. They're like, are we going to the gym today? And I'm like, yes, we are. But you can do that by making it, like, and if they ask you, because I remember, you know, one time my kid was like, I don't want to go to the gym. Well, guess what? We're going to the gym. Mommy needs those 2 hours. Yes. And that's it. There is no more conversation about it. And yes. You know what? And that's their routine, right? Yeah. They get their things. They get all their little goodies together, right? Mm-hmm. They've got their coloring stuff, something to keep them occupied. They got snacks. Like, at the gym, my kids have a whole snack bucket, right? Where they're like, they know they get 2 snacks while they're in there, okay? So, yeah, it helps whenever something that is going to help and benefit you is something that your kids are a part of, yeah. Right? Because it's hard when you're, oh, I'm going to go to the gym and I'm going to leave the kids at home and I've got to alter my routine around them, or just bring them along with you. And the cool thing about World Gym is they have Kids Club. There's not a lot of gyms that have that. And so the key is finding one that has a Kids Club so that you're not limited to other people watching your kiddos, yes, for you. Absolutely. And you don't want that to be a crutch. Oh, yeah. Man, I don't have nobody to watch the kids today, so I'm not going to go.
Yeah. And then plus the kids will see you exercising, working out, and then that can become part of their routine as they get older. They become preteens and teenagers and young adults, and they could always say, well, you know, my mother was, she always trained. She exercise for our health, and I remember going to the gym and seeing, you know, so that can become, like, you can become that legend for them.
Yeah.
And instilling in your kids the importance of fitness, health, and eating well.
Right. And also, you know, I know how hard it is to work all day, then to, you know, be up at the ass crack of dawn, right? You're getting your kids together. That's already exhausting in itself. Like, getting your kids where they need to go first thing in the morning, whether that's school, whether that's daycare, you feel like you've already worked an entire workday before 7 a.m. Like, I know what that's like.
Yeah.
And so not only do you have that part of the chunk of your day, then you've got your workday where, you know, you're working like a dog, whatever. Then after that, then you're like, oh man, now I gotta go to the gym. But that's why eating is so important, and eating certain things are important, because the food is your fuel. The food is what keeps you energized throughout your day.
Yeah.
And I used to be addicted to energy drinks. Like, people that, you know me at my hospital job, like, I could not go a single day without drinking an energy drink, because I felt like I needed it. So not only would I have my coffee first thing in the morning, I'd have my energy drink as soon as I get to work, then I'd have my pre-workout after I got off of work before the gym, and then that, guys, that's a heck ton of a lot of caffeine. But now I don't have any of that stuff. Mm-hmm. Now I just have my coffee in the morning, but I realized that those energy, like, aids, they were really making me, they were actually making me crash. They were making me feel worse.
They have that effect.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, like, they're good for a couple hours.
Yeah.
But at 3 p.m.,
you're down.
The crash was so intense.
Yeah.
Oh my God. It was so intense. But now I'm able to, I'm able to get through all of it. I'm able to get through my entire day. So maybe if you're, you know, if you're out there and you're drinking energy drinks or things and you're thinking that it's really helping you, honestly, it's probably doing you more of a disservice when it comes to, like, keeping a constant energy throughout your day. Like, maybe switch that up with some vitamins, maybe start adding some more, changing up your diet a little bit, and you're going to see a huge difference when it comes to your energy.
Yeah, again, because we want to use food as fuel, and I know I have learned a lot along the way, as well as what to eat and also when to eat it, right?
Yeah.
So how important is it to meal prep and portion control? I want you to share some ideas of your favorite meals, and maybe I know you have some amazing treats because I've been able to have them here, thankfully. And so share with the audience a little bit about that.
Okay. So meal prepping, in my opinion, is very important. Because not only is it easy for you every day, you don't have to be like, what am I going to eat? Mm-hmm. Or what it does is it keeps you from making rash decisions, right? So like, guys, after a work day, if you're tired, you're exhausted, it's so easy to stop by a drive-thru and just be like, I don't want to cook dinner. I don't want to dirty up the kitchen. The kitchen's actually already dirty. So not only would I have to go home, clean it up and cook, clean it again. Like, I know what that's like. So meal prepping, all you have to do is pull that thing out the fridge, warm it up, and you're good, right? You have a nutritious meal that's going to feed your body that's already prepped. It takes 1 hour out of your Sunday to prep 4 or 5 meals, and you're good. It's so worth that 1 hour, but it does take some diligence, right? Yeah. But I do think it's super important. Portion control. Oh boy, that's a hard one for a lot of people, especially if you're eating certain things. So like, say for instance, you're eating a lot of like processed foods, okay? And you're looking at the back of the box. Like say for instance, you're eating some freaking Cheez-Its, okay? You look at the back of the box and you see the serving size, and it's probably what, like 28 grams or something like that for one serving. That, guys, that's like a little handful of Cheez-Its. So imagine being like, okay, I can have one serving of this and it's like 180, I'm just guessing, but 180 calories for this, okay? Now, think about it. People are just going in on a Cheez-It box and just taking all the Cheez-Its out. So when you start thinking of portion control and eating serving sizes, it's a real mind thing. Yeah. Like, oh my God, not only have I been overeating on this, but like, this is all I get? This is it?
12 of them.
Right? 14. Just 12? That's it? Yeah. And it's crazy. So that's why, also, so another true thing is, that's why I don't eat processed foods.
Yeah.
Because you could get, okay, you can have one serving size of Cheez-Its, or you can have like a yogurt or something that's sustenance, and it can be the same calories, but one thing is going to make your body feel good. It's going to fuel your body. The other thing's going to make you feel like trash. And not only that, but it's going to not satisfy you, and you're going to want to eat more. Okay.
so,
but also, you know, portion control, if it has a lot to do with, like measuring out your foods and stuff. A lot of people are very uncomfortable with that. But once you do it at least once, and you're able to see like, oh my God, like, this is how much I'm truly eating. Mm-hmm. It's like, it is a mind thing.
Yeah. And you use a scale too.
Yeah, I do. Well, see, because when I'm in the gym, like, I'm putting in all this work. I want it to go to something. Like, when I eat, I know I'm eating to fuel my workout. So I have goals, right? And so I need to know how much protein I'm getting in. I need to know how much carbs, how much fats I'm getting in. So I do have a scale. Nothing goes into my body without being weighed.
Yeah.
But also right now, I'm at the point to where I eat the same thing every damn day that I don't even need the scale at this point.
So like, you kind of
just
have
I have the same. I eat the same stuff every day, and I don't get bored. I really don't. Like, some people are like, oh, I can't eat the same thing every day.
Oh no.
I'm good. I'm good with it.
It's just making it simple. And that's just the thing. You don't need all these fancy tools, but yeah, you do need some to help you. And then I don't use a lot of teaspoons and tablespoons because I kind of already know what I pour and what I put in my food. And it's something that I've learned along the way.
Yeah.
So tell me, when any ideas of your favorite meals or treats that you can share?
Yeah.
Your favorite meals or treats.
Okay. So I will just give you like a little rundown of what I eat every day.
Okay.
So for breakfast, I'll do a couple egg whites. And for my carbs, I'll do fruit. So blueberries, bananas, strawberries, things like that. And then I'll add like one egg to that. I don't eat like a bunch of eggs just because of like the yolk. But so I do eat that every morning. I try to stay away from breads first thing in the morning, like things that are like heavy carb, just because I don't want it to slow me down I try to stay away from oatmeals too, but you can't. I mean, it's okay. But I just like to have fruit first thing in the morning. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, for lunch, typically, it's like ground beef and avocado. Guys, that's my favorite thing to eat. Ground beef, avocado, throw in some sweet potatoes or something like that for your carb. And it's so simple. You just cook up your ground beef, season it up, mm-hmm. put a whole avocado in there. It's so delicious. So that's one of my meals. And then you can do like, you know, a tilapia and some broccoli for dinner, or some, you know, grilled chicken and some broccoli.
Yeah.
But for snacks, I'll usually do like a yogurt and some like shaved almonds or some granola. I love, right now, I'm on a date kick. I don't know if you know dates. So I have these RX bars, and
those
why
are good.
Yes, the RX
I
bars
love them.
They're so good, and I love them because the ingredients are so minimal.
Yeah.
Like they're whole ingredients, right? And then, or I'll do a couple of dates with some almond butter. But really, I mean, those are like easy. I mean, those take no time at all to cook. They're easy and simple ideas. And then, you know, you get your protein shakes if you need them, whatever, to supplement protein and stuff. But usually that's all. I mean, that's really what I'm doing right now.
So that is really good, you guys. So super important to make it simple, meal prepping, having good snacks to have along your day, and then just always remembering that food is your friend when you're using it for fuel.
Mm-hmm.
So like that is really important. So Caitlin, tell me, do you agree with having an accountability partner, a friend? You know, because a lot of times, you know, there's a lot of people that are just loners that just do their own thing. They mm-hmm. come and go. But do you agree with that, having somebody that you can hold you accountable, like to have someone along the way?
I think there's two different sides to that. One, I will say, so it's funny because when I started my like real true like fitness journey and like, you know, changing the body the way that I have, it all started off with a bet actually from you. Do you remember?
No, I don't.
So you were like, I'll give you $50. You remember the sugar thing?
Yes.
Yes. So
Yes,
that's what started it, mother. That is what freaking started it. Because she said, I'll give you $50 if for 30 days, everything you eat has to have less than 3 grams of sugar. So what this did was it kept me accountable to reading labels. Okay.
Yes.
So
yes.
Everything that I ate, I had to read the label. And if it had to have less than 3 grams of sugar.
Yeah.
So Danielle, remember I talked about the personal trainer from that I first met? I told her about this bet. And when I told her about this, she gave me all of these good ideas, all of these food, like all of this. She like opened my eyes to so many things. But that is what originally, and guess what, guys? In 30 days, I got that $50. I didn't have anything that had over 3 grams of sugar. And from then on, I realized how important it was to read freaking labels. Okay.
Yeah.
So in that
yes.
sense, you were my accountability partner, right? In that
so
moment.
Excited. Yeah.
Yeah. So I think accountability partners can be good in a sense, but also when it comes to like a fitness journey
mm-hmm.
and like really doing it
yeah.
for yourself, I think that sometimes you can allow others to be a crutch for you.
Yeah.
So say,
you.
Yeah. yeah. So say for instance, you're going to the gym, right? And you're like, oh, I go to the gym with my friend. Okay. Well, your friend might not be on the same level as you when it comes to how committed she is, how often she's able to be in there, her drive, her why,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
if you're basing your progress on her and what she, you know, if she's going to be able to be there with you and for you, I don't agree with that.
Yeah.
I really don't. Like, when you're going into the gym, you should go in there. You should go in there, get it done
yeah.
by yourself,
yeah.
regardless of if your husband's coming, regardless of if your friend's going to meet you there, regardless of anybody else, you have to make the decision for yourself.
Yes.
And you can have all those other people supporting you.
Yeah.
And, but, you know, it really just depends, I guess, because I did have a friend in St. Louis. She was a great accountability partner because she was as determined as I was.
Yes.
You know, we had our 5 a.m. workouts. She was there every single morning. I didn't have to, you know, she was just there. She was the same as me. But not everybody's lucky enough to find that type of person.
That is so
right?
true. That is so true. Because at the end of the day, you ultimately have to do this for yourself.
Yes.
You have to get yourself up. You have to get yourself dressed. And you have to get yourself there.
Yeah.
Because if you can't do all those three, then you are going to allow other people to determine your growth, determine your fitness lifestyle. And that's why I kind of felt like I've always kind of, for me, I've been a loner, you know, throughout these past years. And I work out, you know, by myself. I go to the gym. I do what I do for me because I love my body and I love myself enough to do it for me. So don't do it for anybody else. You got to do it for yourself.
Right.
And you've got to love yourself enough to say, look, I'm going to get up out of this chair and I'm going to go move my body.
Yeah.
Go do something rather than do nothing. So, Caitlin, this has been so awesome. I am so thankful and grateful that I have been that accountability partner for you. And so now we're going to go ahead and I want you to share one piece of advice that you can give our audience and on just starting their journey. Just one piece of advice that you can say, hey, this is what I can give you. This is what I'm going to leave you with.
Okay. One piece of advice. I would just say, don't wait. Like, don't wait for something special to happen, or like, don't wait for like, oh, I'll start going to the gym when I have a better schedule.
Yes.
Or I'll start going to the gym when I'm able to fit into these types of clothes to wear to the gym. Or I'll start going whenever. Just start. Just go. Just start now, right? Because when we procrastinate and when we wait, like, in about 6 months from now, you're still going to be in the same spot. Just go.
Yeah.
Go. And when you get there, you know, ask your trainers, ask people around, like, hey, like, I just, like, people in the gym community are so friendly, guys. People want to help you in there, okay? If you're in there, just ask questions, like, hey, like, I see, look, your legs, they're amazing. Like, can you give me a couple of tips? Like, I'm new here, like, I just started. What are some key exercises that you can give me?
I'm
telling you guys, if you walked up to any person at the gym and asked them that question, you're gonna get a workout, like, off rip. Like, you are going to get an entire, you're going to get their entire, because people love to talk about themselves, okay? They do.
So true.
So just start. Just get in there. Get it done.
Yes.
You know, ask people for help. Don't wait, I would say.
Yeah.
Don't wait. And also, and there's little things that you can do, you know, right now that could benefit you, whether it's changing little things in your diet. You know, now, like, start prioritizing protein.
Mm-hmm.
Start keeping in mind, okay, well, maybe I should add some meat to this. Maybe I shouldn't have a whole bowl of pasta. Where's my protein?
Yeah.
Where's the meat? You know what I'm saying? Meat is important. It is vital for muscle growth. Like,
yes.
You have to have meat. Yeah, I would just say just create, like, little changes. Dive into stuff, you know, learn about things, research stuff, you know. If I made this change, like, what impact could that have on my health? Like, if you really are trying to make that change,
mm-hmm.
I mean, just start something. You just got to start.
You got to start.
Start today.
You guys, you hear that? You just got to start. You got to start. You got to take that step,
yep.
You know, that leap of faith to where you know that you got to trust the process. So, Caitlin, tell me, like, where do you see yourself, like, in the next, you know, 2 to 5 years, now that you've started this fitness journey, now that you're at World Gym in the fitness industry, helping other people reach their goals, where do you see yourself in the next 2 to 5 years? Like, where do you see progressing?
Honestly, I just want to learn. Like, I'm still learning. Like, I just want to learn everything I can. Like, I'm a freaking sponge.
Mm-hmm.
I ask people still, you know, even like all the trainers, I'm asking them all the time, hey, in this instance, what would you do?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I want to learn about this. Can you tell me this? Like, I'm still learning. I will continue to learn.
Yes.
You can never know too
mm-hmm.
much. So, you know, I hope to progress, honestly, in this field that I'm in, even just become more comfortable and more knowledgeable and you know, I'm doing well with what I'm doing now, but also I'm still in school. So, I really want to finish school and just have that degree behind me. I think that's super important. And also, you know, I've got the kiddos and stuff, so I'm really just...
You're busy,
man. I'm freaking busy. I'm busy. Like, 2 to 5 years from now, like, that's so hard to think about.
Yeah.
That's so hard. Because in the last 6 months, my entire world has just changed.
Yeah.
And it's been... It feels like it's been so long, but it's only been
six months.
But the amount of crap I've done in 6 months is insane.
Killed it.
So that's what I'm saying.
It.
Like, 2 to 5 years from now, like, who freaking knows? Like, I I don't know. I could be doing so much by then. It's just the amount that I have done in 6 months is wild. So, yeah, it's hard for me to even fathom.
Right.
Two to five years from now, if I'm being honest.
True.
Right now, I'm just really just enjoying where I'm at.
Yeah.
And it's still kind of hitting me that I wanted this for myself. And I'm just I got it. Yeah. It's still kind of crazy, but I'm thankful, you know, for all the blessings. And it's crazy because, you know, when you're like thinking, you're like, what am I supposed to be doing? And I've always had like, what am I supposed to be doing? You know, I want to do this, but how am I going to make it happen? And God just continues to put things where they're supposed and bring people in and meet the right people, ask the right questions. And right now I'm in a spot where I'm able to venture in and I'm able to explore these different avenues that I've always wanted to explore but felt like I could never do it, whether that's, you know, financial regulations or things like that I felt stuck. And, you know, obviously with the help of my mom, like, I've been able to just really dive into my passions, and now I'm gonna make it a career. So I'm really pumped. I'm excited. So.
I am so happy to hear that, Caitlin. And again, you know, that goes to show that it's the people around you that support you, find you a good support group, you know, whether it's a family member, a brother, a sister, uncle, or grandma, somebody that can be your support and, you know, kind of help you along the way, you know, especially young adults. I am super grateful that I'm in this place where I'm at right now, that I can't help you, Caitlin, because I know that has been a huge deal. And so, y'all, I am going to wrap it up, and I am just so thankful that you were able to come and share, Caitlin, all this amazing, like, just information with my guests that we can share. And so, y'all, I want to say again, thank you for joining me, Caitlin.
Of course.
You've been amazing, always amazing boss chick, just ruling and running the world right now with so much expertise and knowledge and wisdom that God has given you. And I'm so thankful that you could use that and share it with other people. So thank you for joining me again, my love.
Of course.
So there you have it, guys. Thank you again for joining me. And now I want you to have a seat, grab a cup of coffee, and just continue to enjoy your day. And share, hit that share button and all the social media places that I'm at that you can share. And then until we see each other again, bye-bye for now.